beginning of Parshas Kisetse. The pasuk says, "Kisetse la milchama aivecha, usano Hashem alkecha biyadecha v'shavisa shivyo." The person's going on to milchama, and he captures, and then it tells you the whole halacha is about capturing and yifasor and all these things. So the pasuk pshat, the pasuk is referring to a real milchama, right? It's a real milchama, and in a real milchama, things get captured, people get captured, all different things. However, the Zohar Chadash on page 2 says an interesting comment, which is a very famous comment, and many Sfarim pick up on this. The second arrow. He says, "Da ihu yetzahara." That the enemy that's being referred to in the pasuk is not necessarily a physical enemy, but it's the enemy from inside, the Yetzirah. And it's referring to the man's struggle with his Yetzirah. And that's what it means. Ki seisel mochol vecha do ihu Yetzirah. Danat srichim lemepak lekable mimilin doraisa. That we have to go out against him with words of Torah to defeat him. And this idea is quoted in another Sfarim as well, in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on page 3. He quotes from the Baal Shem, "Kasher shamati b'shem Mori, the Baal Shem Tov, bir pasuk ki seitzei la milchama, v'sono Hashem alchecha biyadecha v'shavisu shivyo." So if you look in the normal Toldos on the bottom, he explains, "Utsivu shavzeh sheyetzahara, shover b'nei Adam, tishber gamata." Because we have to learn from the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah captures people, so we have to capture it the way it captures people. She means Yetzirah zoris b'malachto lasas b'tzol kono lefatos ha'adam lavera yikach mizeh musar kiosgam huzara lasas u'kono shol l'shmo b'kol Yetzirah. In other words, the Yetzirah was a creation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give man a challenge in this world. So you see that the Yetzirah is operating very nicely. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's not lax in what he's supposed to do to try to trip us up. So we have to learn from the Yetzirah to be equally zoriz and equally active in conquering him, just like we see the way he's acting in a way that's that's the way he is acting in the way he's trying to conquer us. During Chumash, that's the only time we don't have any questions, okay? You can ask it after, okay? So that's what the different Svarim try to speak about the Yetzirah in terms of the this battle. That's the Oivecha, is the Yetzirah. So there's a fascinating idea regarding this battle with the Yetzirah that is brought down in the Kli Yakar in Parshas Bereishis. This Kli Yakar in the Siyum HaShas that was recently, so Rav Yaakov Hillel I was not able to be there, but Rav Yaakov Hillel, Rabbi Elchanan Adler told me that Rav Yaakov Hillel said over Kli Yakar, and then they went online to hear the drasha, to hear what he said, and he said over Kli Yakar, which I think is a very important yisod in our confrontation with the Yitzhara or any adversity in life. And I think it's a big yisod, and it spans everything in your life, as you'll see shortly. And where does it come from? It's the beginning of Bereishis, page 5. Ayom Hashem Elokim el Anochosh ki azisa zos arur ata mikol habehema mikol hayas hasode. Right, the Nochosh is cursed. Abduchol choseilech v'afar tochol kol yimecha yechad. Then it says, "Ve'eva oshis ve'itcho ve'na'isho ve'nzaracho ve'nzara hu yishufcha rosh v'atatu shufenu akev." So literally, it says that Hashem is going to make some hatred between man and the Nachash. And then it has this phrase of Hu Yishuvcha Rosh Vata Teshufenu Akev. So what does that phrase mean? Hu Yishuvcha Rosh Vata Teshufenu Akev. As Rashi says, Yishuvcha means Yikatitzcha, he'll cut you off. So he's going to try to cut off your head, and you're going to try to bite his ankle. So what does this all mean? So the Kli Yakar, you'll see in the, first of all, before that, in the Leket Bo here, on this page, page 6, in Lamites, Perish Kosher L'Rashi, Bishlo Baitzel Odom Shaykh, Yishuvcha, Shukotetz Ad Nachas Barosho. In other words, man can step on the Nachash. Hu Yishuvcha Rosh means that man will destroy the Nachash by stepping on its head. Well, Nachash Ein Kotetz El Noshech, And I guess the Nachash could Chas v'Shalom bite the man's ankle. So Hashem is saying to the Nachash that the man could step on your head, but you could bite his ankle. So that's perhaps the simple interpretation. But the Kli Yakar says a very important word here. So take a look on page 7. What's the difference between Rosh and Akev? Rosh is the head, Akev is the ankle. Now Rosh also has the connotation of the beginning. Akev, the ankle, was at the end of the body. So it means the sof. Rosh is the tchila, and the akev is the sof. So it means like this. Look inside. Rova mefarshim omru, she yitzahara moshe kochum and anocha shakanmoni. The yitzahara doma bitchila lochut shel akabish, vakakach lavotos aeglo, kach dem ahu shivcha rosh,
Hashem
is speaking to the Nachash, and he's saying like this. if man puts up the fight right away, well, as soon as the Yetzer Hara starts up with him, man fights back right away, he's going to win. Hu Yishuv Harosh. However, if he waits to the Sof, V'atah Teshufenu Akev. But if he waits till the end, in other words, man lets time go by, and he lets the Yetzer Hara continue, then you're going to win. In other words, Hashem is telling the Nachash that when there's going to be the confrontation between man and snake, with snake representing the Yetzer Hara, so who's going to win in this confrontation? So he says, if man starts to fight back right away, he's going to win. But if he waits till the end, to the Akev, then you're going to win. Atat Teshuvenu Akev. So what does that mean? It means like this. Everyone in life has different problems, different issues to take care of. So the thing is, sometimes people get lazy and they just let the issue fester. And they don't deal with it right away. So if they don't deal with it right away, it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And then it's going to be very difficult to fight it, you know, to eradicate it. If soon as you see an issue, you address it and you don't let it, you know, continue, you have a much better chance at dealing with it. And that's yisod at the Kli Yoker. It's such a true yisod in life. You know, again, like you see relationships with people, you know, you see sometimes a shalom bias with couples, that they're issues. So if they, whatever the issue was, if they take care of it right away, they address it, then it's much easier to solve. But if they let it continue on, and they let it continue on, and it continues and continues, then they build up a big mound. And then to get out of it is much more difficult. So who Yishuv Charosh? Hashem says to Nachash, man, if he fights back in the beginning, if he deals with you in the Rosh, he'll win. Who Yishuv Charosh? Vata, you, the Nachash, will prevail if man does not address it right away, and he, you know, waits till the Sof, till the Akev. And that's about anything in life. People have problems, they start a new semester, new year, you know, different issues. You know, it doesn't mean the person has to act rash and say, oh, this is not good, I got to do this. Well, you know, you don't act rash, but you deal with it. You deal with it. If there's an issue, deal with it. Don't wait. Don't wait till it, you know, builds up and builds up and builds up, and then you can't get yourself out of it. And that's the yisod of, I think it's an important yisod about the beginning of the year, that, you know, the beginning of the year is how you set the tone for the whole year. So whatever, if there's a problem, there's an issue with a roommate, with this, whatever the issue may be, a psychological issue, you know, that people don't take care of, or whatever it might be, people sometimes need to get help for a certain issue, so then do it right away. Don't wait. Don't wait till it builds up and gets so difficult. Because who Yishuv Charosh? If you're gonna deal with it in the Rosh, then it's much easier to be Matzliach. V'atah Teshuvenu Akev. But you, the Nachash, Teshuvenu Akev. You will win if man waits till the end. And I think this idea we find also in the Zohar, in Parshas Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, on page 8, the famous pasuk, "Bivnei Seivot Akum, Ve'adarto Pnei Zokein, V'yareisa Malakecha Ni Hashem." Bivnei Seivot Akum means you stand up when an old person walks in the room. That's a pasuk shah. So the Zohar in Parshas Kedoshim says a new pshat. Bibnei means before. So he says like this: when a person is servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't say, "Well, I'll wait." You know, you I'll wait when you tell a high school kid, you know, I'll wait till I go to Israel, then I'll start learning. Or I'll wait till I graduate college, then I'll start learning. Or I'll wait till, you know, you're always waiting. Mipnei seva toku means before you get old. And old doesn't necessarily mean before you're 80 years old. It means before you time passes, tokum, get up and be strong and don't wait. So that's what the Zohar says. Mipnei seva tokum, second line for the second arrow. Azir leila barnash. That's the Zohar. Then he has the Hebrew translation. Here's a little odom adelo yistalek b'sivusa. Until before he gets old, the yakim bikiyuma tava ba'alma, and he translates Ashalo yistalek b'sevus sheyama bikiyum tov ba'olam. Begin the day who hadurale. In other words, again, before mipnei seva tokum nuprat. So his poshapshat means when the zaken comes in, you stand up. He's the Zohar is saying anupshat. Mipnei before, lifnei. Lashon lifnei. Lifnei seva, before you get old, tokum. Get up and deal with what you have to deal with. And confront the issues. And I think there's another that was in Parshas Kedoshim. But I believe there's another place in the Parsha that I think also reflects on this idea of addressing things right away and not waiting. We know at the end of the Parsha we have the Pasuk of Amalek. And Amalek, everything evil we pin on Amalek. The Yetzirah, Gaiva, Sinner, anything evil. Oh, that's Amalek. So it's interesting. The pasuk says, "Achoras Asher Asol Lecha Amalek, Badech Betzeischem Mitzrayim, Asher Korcha Badech, etc. Timcha Zecha Amalek, etc." So the Gemara has a fascinating comment in Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Il Moli Shomer Yisrael Shabbos Rishona Lo Shalta Behem Uma V'Loshon. Whereas the first Shabbos when they got the mitzvah of Shabbos, you know, this is already in Parshas Beshalach, you know, when they got it even before Matan Torah. They got the first Shabbos in Mora. If they would have kept that Shabbos, then Amalek would never have started up with them. It's that the first Shabbos already, we'll see. What does the pasuk say? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amal Yishon Yisrael Shabbos Yishon Amal Shalso Behem Uba Vlash Hashem Avi Yibayi Amashvi Yotsu Amin Am Lulkot. It says that some people went out to collect the mon on Shabbos. So they were carrying whatever they were doing, they were violating Shabbos. So right after that, it says, and that's in Parshas Beshalach, right after that it says, Vayovo Amalek. And that's the same idea we're talking about. Because if you're not strong in the beginning, that's when everything falls down. In other words, if you address things right away, if you're strong in the beginning, then you set the tone. That's the Hu Yishuv Charosh Vatatu Shufenu Akev. And that's the same thing, you know, a lot with relationships. Bezer Hashem, a lot of you will be going out dating, you know, and sometimes there are issues, and sometimes people in a relationship, they don't address the issues, and then they get engaged, and then the issues come back again because they never addressed it. And then Chas V'Shalom, they get married and they never address the issues, and it could lead to, you know. So again, not everything in the world is an issue. You don't have to make everything into an issue. But certain things, there are issues about in relationships, issues, internal issues about people, and things need to be addressed, whether it be professionally or through a Rebbe or through a parent or through somebody who's with more life experience to discuss different things in life. So if we take care of it right away, the Shabbos Rishona, then a Molech doesn't have a chance. But once you let the Shabbos Rishona pass, and you didn't keep the first Shabbos, then Vayovar Molech. Then you didn't build a guard. Then you didn't, and then a Molech comes, and then who knows what'll happen. And then we defeat. That's Atatu Shufenu Akev. Because if you didn't get the Shabbos Rishona, it's already Akev. It doesn't mean, again, to act impulsively or rashly, but it means to address things, to not make believe things. Sometimes things are not really an issue, and people just make an issue of things in life that are not even issues. But some things are really issues, and sometimes you need a person of an elder person who understands people to tell you that this is an issue or this is not an issue. You know, that this doesn't need to, it's not even an issue. But you need to, in life, to not to let things just linger. Because that's who Yishuvcha, Atah Teshuvenu Akev. Atah, you the Nachash. Hashem is addressing the Nachash. You the Nachash, Teshuvenu Akev, will win if Akev, if he waits till the end. The Akev, the heel, waits till, that's the end of the body. He waits till the end, he waits too long, it won't happen. There's another interesting comment that the Bnei Yisoschar makes. It reminded me, when I was preparing this packet, this idea reminded me of that, you know, Lot waiting for things, not postponing things too long. So there's a famous Gemara in Brachas, which says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Acharei Ari Velo Acharei Isha. That you should better walk after a lion and not after a woman. Which literally means that if you're walking after a woman, so you're looking at her, so it's not so tznius, so better walk after behind a lion and not behind an isha. That's what it literally means. But as for Moshe Shapiro, we found out the Agra Dekala of the Bnei Yisoschar says a very interesting pshat. We know each month in the Jewish calendar has a mazel, right? Tishrei, Moznayim, Besula. So Chodesh Av is the Ari. Chodesh Elul is the Besula, is the woman. So Acharei Ari V'lo Acharei Aisha means don't wait for Elul to start doing tshuva. Don't wait. I mean, it's a little late now to give the shmooze, but but we weren't here now. What can I tell you? But it's the same idea. In other words, Acharei Ari, do it in Av already. Start getting ready for the Yomim Noraim. V'lo Acharei Isha, because Elul is the Isha, because Elul is the mazel of the Besula. That's the bottom line here. Two lines from the first column, two lines from the bottom. Zeh sharamzu chazal acharei ari, hayinu haskel b'tshuva b'mazal av, shu ari, lo acharei isha, dahayinu elol, shem mazolo b'sula. Zeh sharamar shlomo, zuchor es borecha. In other words, that's the pasuk here in Koheles. Zuchor es borecha, b'mei b'churosecha. That you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your youth. Not, don't wait till so you become old, but Zuchor es Borecha b'yom b'churosecha. And there's a similar idea in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Again, the same notion, you know. Again, in terms of the details, Av Elul, you know, it's the same notion of not procrastinating, about dealing with things, and, you know, not saying, oh, I'll wait. Sometimes you do have to wait. You know, where I think someone said, Rabbi Ephraim Waxman once said over in the Drasha, the Jewish people is a patient. I think in the Kinos, someone told me, in the Kinos on the internet, he said over in City Field, Rabbi Ephraim Waxman, that, you know, the whole idea of the internet and the computer system and everything, it's taking away that midah of Klal Yisrael of patience, of, you know, we're a patient nation. Afal pishim yismameya, you know, we're patient. We wait. We wait for Mashiach. We wait. You know, sometimes we have to wait, but that doesn't. There's a difference between waiting, and there's a difference between dealing with something that's in our control to deal with. And, you know, in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it talks about Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. So it says that Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. And the Blazer of Shimon Omim Be'echad B'Tishrei. In other words, Maisa Behema, you have to give every 10 Behemas, you have to give one as a korban. So the question is Maisa Behema in Elul, or is it in Tishrei? What makes the new year? Because when you do Maaser Behema, you keep all the animals from one year, and you do Maaser for them, and all the animals from another year, you do separate. So, he says, Alderich HaRemes, on page 18, on the bottom, five lines to the bottom. In other words, the idea of Adam is a person who takes care of things now, doesn't wait. So he says, so one opinion says that if you wait till Elul, so that's already like a behema, that you. And the other opinion, al kol panim b'rosh chodesh elul gam kem b'mchinas adam. Avim misha mamtin ad be'echad b'tishrei. There was one opinion says if you wait till elul, that's already waiting too long. The other opinion says no, that's still okay. But if waited tishrei, that's like a behema. That's like waiting too long. But the same notion of that a person has to deal with things, and he shouldn't, you know. He shouldn't procrastinate, and he should take care of things that need taken care of. And Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library pointed out the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutessa Ben Aleph pointed out, as Rav Moshe Shapiro says, for the Beis Halevi, the Pasuk in Tehillim, on page 20. Ha'aluka Ashrei Ish Yoreas Hashem, the Mitzvos of Chofetz Ma'od. So it says here in the Gemara, Ashrei ish velo ashrei isha. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Ashrei misha osa tshuva kshehu ish. And in the footnote of the Beis Halevi, where Moshe Shapiro points out from the library, he says, Maseches Avodah Zarah isha ashrei ish velo ashrei isha, el ashrei hamisgaber al yotzo kshehu ish. Those he says it means that it's person's misgaber on the Yetzirah when he's still young, that's a big inyan, because the Yetzirah is still strong. Masha'en Kane, if he waits, then anyway the Yetzirah is not as strong, so it's not just a big deal. But Moshe Shmir pointed out that he thought this idea was saying also that you know, a person when he's ish, when he's vibrant, he takes care of it right away. He's not waiting till he's a zakein. He's not waiting when, and that's something that everyone in their own lives knows how to apply, you know, what we say now. In other words, everyone has to decide, you know, what he wants to do in life, what he wants to accomplish, and when should he worry about what things should he worry about. But the key thing is we should never be lazy. And Kitzeisei Lamulchama, the Yetzirah, or whatever other adversaries there are in our lives that are problems, so it has to be, it's a milchama. So in milchama you have to have a strategy, and you have to make sure that you deal with it before it's too late. Because once it gets too late, then it's much harder to get out of whatever we're trying to get out of. And again, everyone could apply that to his own life in his own way, whether it means a psychological problem, whether it means a problem with a relationship with a parent. You know, unfortunately, sometimes you have situations where the relation, you know, it's always a given, Baruch Hashem, a good relationship between the son, the daughter, and the parents. That's the way it should be. But I've seen in life you know, when it doesn't always work that way. And unfortunately, then it comes to, you know, to later in life, and there's a whole, you know, discussions of, you know, about relationships with parents that could have been dealt with years before. And then when they get older, it would have been taken care of, and there wouldn't have been issues down the bigger issues with the parents down the line, or whatever, with siblings, whatever life situation. Everyone knows what life situations, you know, they have to take care of, and whatever could be done sooner than later. Again, not in a rash, hasty way, but with chokhmah, with proper Eitzah, with proper tvuna, and that's the yisod of the pliyokar, and that's what the Parshas Kiseitze says. Kiseitze l'melchama. What's the answer? The end of the Pasha. If we would have shomer Shabbos Rishona, Amalek couldn't have touched us. But we let it drag on, and we weren't shomer the Shabbos Rishona. So already we let the Yetzahara in. And then once we let him in, it was very hard to get him out. But if we were that Shabbos Rishona, we would have fortified ourselves. No chance. He wouldn't have gotten in. He wouldn't have started up with us, and things would have been much better. So again, this I think some divrei hisoris from the beginning of the year. He says alam alchama malas mulchemas ayetsa b'shnos hanurim. Again, and the Yetzirah could mean many things, many issues that people have with taivas and different things, whatever it may be. And if I could be of help with anybody with any issue that I could possibly be of help or can guide you to get other types of help, I'd be more than happy to be a facilitator or a helper in any way, whatever. You know, life is complicated, life has many snags, many complications, so we always have to fortify ourselves. You know, the Shabbos Rishona, we have to make sure is a strong Shabbos. Okay, so Rabbi Moshe, we're going to have Shir on Sunday with the first